at what point of noticing Parkinsonian symptoms says you have Parkinson's disease, and when should one start taking medication?
Okay, this is a very interesting question, because many symptoms we associate with Parkinson's disease are also associated with other so-called diseases. And I'd like to make the point here, if I may, that I do not believe in diseases or separate diseases. In my view, and the view of many scientists in the world now, there is a degenerative process in our body that may manifest as a whole variety of symptoms that could be diagnosed as cardiovascular disorders or diabetes or cancer or multiple sclerosis or motor neurone disease or lupus or Parkinson's disease. So there are symptoms that are common to many of those. Now, the most common symptoms for Parkinson's are tremor of a particular kind, tremor at rest with the pill rolling action, and that affects about 60% or so of people diagnosed with Parkinson's. There is slowing of movements or paucity of movements, the mask-like expression. Often there's a dragging of one leg or one arm stops swinging appropriately. So there is the criteria of unilateral onset, the onset of symptoms on one side, and slow onset. In the end, there is no test or point where we can say definitely you have this thing called Parkinson's disease. Nobody can tell you that. What we can say is you have a set of symptoms that seems to be Parkinson's. We've done an MRI scan. We've undertaken coordination and functional testing. We've done the questionnaires. We've eliminated the possibility of Wilson's disease, of toxicity such as lead or manganese or cadmium, and we've eliminated the possibility of stroke or head injury. That being the case, then, oh, and you're not taking any drugs that cause these symptoms. So we have to assume then that you have Parkinson's. Now, that's as good as it gets as far as diagnosis is concerned. When should we start taking medication? I believe there's really only one class of drugs that is useful for treating Parkinson's, and that is the levodopa drugs, and they are very useful. They have generally controllable adverse effects where the COMT inhibitors, the MAO-B inhibitors and the dopamine agonists all have pretty uncontrollable adverse effects. The levodopa drugs have been proven to be useful functionally, and the packaged decarboxylase inhibitor, for instance carbidopa in Sinemet, assists in delivering the levodopa to the brain optimally. Now, I believe we should only take medication if our lack of function is such that it's become too uncomfortable or dangerous to carry out our daily tasks. So if we're working for income, for instance, it may be that our current symptoms inhibit our activity to a degree that we can't give good value for the money we're earning, and this is stressful for us. So levodopa medication is very useful in this case. Or if we are moving around the house and we find that we fall or we can't manage getting around the furniture or working safely in the kitchen, levodopa medication is very useful for this. However, I believe it needs to be used at a low dose, and I suggest that we could start at 50 milligrams twice to three times a day. And this is assuming that we're also taking responsibility for our own health and making sure that our diet is great and our exercise is great and we're drinking plenty of water, etc. If the 50 milligrams three times a day is not sufficient and we need to try that for 6 to 8 weeks, then we can slowly increase it to, say, 100 milligrams three times a day. Now, I see clients who have managed with that medication for that level of medication for 5 to 6 years and are now starting to turn their symptoms around and come back to a much healthier state. I may have given the impression during these questions or these answers that recovery essentially takes 6 to 10 years, and that's not necessarily so. Of the people who fully recovered, one took 2.5 years and one took over 6 years, and my recovery was over a period of about 3.5 years. So there is a wide range of times, and as I say, much depends on their dedication. But the levodopa medication during this time can be useful. If we are taking it, we need to be taking good quantities of vitamin C, 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams daily, and folic acid, at least 500 micrograms daily, to mop up the homocysteine we produce in our brain as a result of using the levodopa medication.